To Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Deborah Sweet.
And we are glad to have you with us today.
Absolutely.
It is another great show. Mm-hmm. We've got some interesting topics lined up, actually.
Definitely.
The whole gay marriage thing comes to mind. We have an attorney, Randy Brown. He does, interestingly enough, estate planning and divorces. Which, now that same-sex couples can marry, the landscape changes for them in terms of, at least I'm wondering if it does, as far as their estate planning is concerned. Nobody ever talked about the fact that married couples can do estate planning that domestic partners couldn't do. Mm-hmm. I never heard that talked about anyway. I'm wondering now if that's going to change the landscape, but certainly divorce is now going to be an issue.
Well, we'll find some information out of it.
Yes, we'll find that out with Randy Brown. After that, we're going to talk with Dave Hartman from Easy Turf. Now, in my neighborhood, I see two families installing this Easy Turf. Mm-hmm. No watering, no mowing, no fertilizing. It just is there,
it's pretty.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a gazillion reasons why you might want to go to their website. They have this calculator on there, from what I understand, that you can put in the information about how much you spend on water, how much you spend on gardening, mowing the lawn, and all that kind of good stuff. And then you can calculate your payback period for the investment.
It's very easy. It's actually very easy.
Have you done it?
I did, because I was out mowing my acre of weeds
this
weekend.
Holy cow.
And so I went to the website to check it out.
You know how long it's been since I've mowed a lawn?
I did it.
Whoa.
Y'all can't
Holy
see
cow.
I was showing my guns. Yeah.
She was mowing yesterday.
I was mowing this weekend.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
But I have not mowed a lawn in a long time. Easy Turf will be up in the second segment. At the third segment, we're going to talk about weddings and valet.
Yes.
And actually, valet, in this day when gas, I paid $4.75 I got a new car. Mm-hmm. Open up the little gas cap thing on there, 91 octane.
Oh, of course.
Never thought to check.
To check it, what are you getting?
Right. I mean, my old one like this one, you took 87. I get a new one like this one, and it's an SUV, so they basically paid me to take it off the lot.
Pretty much.
Yes, pretty much. It's like here.
I was watching that in the news last night, actually.
Yes. Yeah, I drove away in a car that 2 years ago would have cost me $80,000 for... Wow.
Yep,
pretty much they're paying me to take it, but I got to put 91 octane in it. So anyhow, in this day and age when gas is so expensive, having somebody valet for you has got to be a wonderful cost saver, I would think.
You know what? It's more than that. It's not just about the gas. It's about our lifestyle. We've gotten to become so busy that this is more of a lifestyle management opportunity. And yeah, TOPS makes it very, very easy for you to, you know, take care of other things in your life.
Well, we will certainly find out how fun that's going to be in the third segment of the show. Before we get to our guests, though, I want to remind people about Sweet Marketing Solutions, which I think is a wonderful topic.
Thank you.
Especially the name alone.
Thank you.
Yes.
I like it. We have fun with it. We have some exciting things going on up at the office. I'm actually starting something new. I'm launching it in 2 weeks called the Marketing Success Program. And this is going to be very focused. It's a teleprogram. I've got a year-long curriculum, and this is designed for the business owner that really wants to get effective results, specifically around the area of generating repeat business, word-of-mouth referrals, and they want to keep their costs very managed, yet get very effective results. So I'm going to take them through a program that introduces them not only what to do, how to do it, but gives them the tools to do it as well.
We'll talk more about that as the show goes on. Mm-hmm. Sweet Marketing Solutions, the website is?
www.sweetmarketingsolutions.com.
Let's get to our first guest. Randy Brown is with us. Randy, welcome.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Deborah.
Hi, Randy.
You are an attorney here in San Diego.
I am.
And your firm does estate planning and divorce, and what
we do
is
estate planning, divorce. We also help businesses with their business entity formation, so corporations, LLCs, partnerships, that sort of thing. We also do a little bit of intellectual property, so trademarking, copywriting, those types of activities.
Well, there's nothing intellectual around here.
That's great.
We try to keep that away, actually, from the studio, because that's way over my head. I'm glad you laughed at my jokes. I know it's really stupid, but oh well. Anyhow, as I introduced you, I talked about the and I hope you don't mind if we go down this road a little bit. The same-sex marriage is very much in the news now in the state of California. Do you think that's going to change the landscape Yeah, we'll talk about landscaping, second segment. The landscape of things like estate planning and divorce for same-sex couples?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, the way we dealt with same-sex couples prior to the changes that came down from the Supreme Court is that we had things called domestic partnerships, and that required a formal document that was drawn up that dealt with specific property interests and that sort of thing.
Which you could do if you were same-sex or if you were heterosexual and over 65, right?
You just had to be two people who wanted to make this partnership and make it formal. Otherwise, if you in the heterosexual context, you could be subject to the palimony rules,
right,
and that sort of thing. Whereas we could have something that lays this out without all the implications of community property and the sort of the surrounding circumstances of all the law
of California. Complexities of marriage.
Complexities of marriage. So you could outline specifically in the contract, which is what this domestic partnership was, specifically, how spousal support would be treated, how even child support would be treated, how community property would be divided, and that sort of thing. And, you know, in a sense, couples, same-sex couples, had the benefit of being able to pre-think that. And now, unfortunately, they're going to join married couples. And
who don't think about
they
it.
They don't think about it at all.
At all.
And they go down to the courthouse, and they get their marriage license, and they'll be able to enter into a union and be subject to the same laws that...
Because God knows this marriage is going to be for life.
Because God knows this marriage will be for life. Of course, but that brings us to the topic of divorce, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I know.
But in the state of California, the statistic I hear all the time is 2 out of 3 in divorce. I don't know whether that statistic has changed.
I always was hearing 50%, and I would believe 2 out of 3. The more I see people and the more I see marriage deteriorate in our society,
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, well, it's not the
phenomena
institution it used to be.
No, it certainly isn't.
No.
Yeah.
But, so what's going to happen now? Gay couples will get married.
Well, you know, Bob.
Or we don't know, do we?
Well, we don't.
Can I ask a silly question?
I don't care.
Well, thank you.
I do all the time.
Okay,
that's
the best kind of question.
Okay, because I heard this on the news. Obviously, the decision was, is it official? Because I also heard then that there was like one more vote coming in November. Am I just confused
we
on that,
or is it
done?
There's talk, I think, of putting something else
on the ballot.
On the ballot.
Okay, maybe
yeah,
that's what I heard.
Whether or not that's going to happen, I'm not sure yet.
Well, I think there are counties that are actually issuing marriage certificates now.
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
But in any regard, it's going to happen at some point in time in some states.
Yep.
And they're going to end up with the same thing instead of pre-thinking it and doing the domestic partnership. They're going to run down to the courthouse. They're going to get married and end up with the same issues married couples have with things like community property.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Which can get very confusing.
I was just going to say, it almost seems like it's a little bit more complicated. If you not the before process, but the just jumping into it in the after process.
Well, don't you think if you pre-think something, it makes
it's
it less
better.
Complicated,
well, yeah,
right?
That's my point. So.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a right that we as citizens enjoy to marry, and I think the Supreme Court's position was that the equal protection of the laws meant that same-sex couples could enjoy the same benefits and privileges.
if it turns into a benefit anyway, yes.
Yeah.
And then what about estate planning? Because married couples, and I've never heard this discussed, married couples enjoy some estate planning advantages in that we have this unlimited marital deduction. So you could have an individual with a $20 million business die, leave it to his or her spouse with no estate tax. Gay couples could not do that up until now. Are they're going to get the same, I'm guessing, unlimited marital deduction?
Yeah, there's no reason why a gay couple wouldn't be able to benefit from the marital deduction in the estate planning context that I can think of. And that also, we talk about AB trusts in the context of the marital deduction, and sometimes sometimes a marital deduction is a problem in AB trusts. And not to get into a long technical discussion of AB trusts, but the idea is that we try to take advantage of each partner's credit. We try to take the most advantage, and that's what an AB trust does. Is, the state passes through the A trust first, and then we make sure that we have the B trust so that both credits are used. And of course, we're in an environment right now where the credit is so large.
$2 million. It's going to go to 3.5.
And then 2010, we're looking at no ceiling.
It's
completely
right.
Open. And then 2011. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
right?
Back to $1 million if they don't make any changes, right?
We'll see. The idea that they wouldn't make changes to me
is absurd.
Hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But you know what's going to happen, though? Up until now, same-sex couples that did a domestic partnership, when one died, their $2 million automatically got used. It had to. I mean, but if they get married now and they leave everything to their spouse, if they're not careful, they're going to miss out on that $2 million deduction.
There are definitely tax consequences that I think, and also, I mean, it's funny, we entered into this discussion with a sort of a tongue-in-cheek approach, but when you start looking at the tax ramifications...
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. But, you know, certainly, you know, when we talk about this in the terms of a domestic partnership, where you could actually sit down and plan, and you go to an attorney and you say, okay, think this out for me. What are the issues that I should be looking out for? Spousal support, things like that, you know, that are in the divorce context. But now, take it over to the estate planning context. You know, how should we draw this thing up so that we can maximize our deductions, so that we can maximize our tax advantages, particularly if there are assets and there is wealth in the union? So how are we going to be able to actually plan this estate so that all of our beneficiaries enjoy the benefits of our hard work through our lives or whatever without having the government take that substantial chunk? And now, in the marriage context, we don't have to go to an attorney anymore.
Yeah.
We just go out and we get married. It's there. And the automatic consequences can kick in. Things like the marital deduction for the death of the first one. These types of issues that are difficult to plan for. And obviously, you know, with the AB trust, if you have the death of the first party, well, it goes into the A trust, and now they get to enjoy the full extent of that credit without the marital deduction. And we can maximize the use of the marital deduction in AB trust context as well. And make sure, you know, with the three trusts, and make sure that the estate passes appropriately.
So basically, if a same-sex couple gets married and does nothing to do some planning, and one of them has some wealth, it could end up costing their heirs
a lot,
millions. And you know what they often forget is life insurance. Life insurance is generally not income taxable, but it is often estate taxable. And most people forget about that. And we're not worth a couple million bucks, but you slap, you know, a couple million dollars of life insurance on each partner, and all of a sudden now you have a hugely a taxable estate.
Yeah.
That really needs some guidance and direction.
There's no question about it.
Which I'm sure you're happy to provide.
I would love to do that for as I said, my office is in North Park, and I'm right next to Hillcrest, which is a large gay community in San Diego, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody who's interested in doing some planning and taking care of these
issues. Well, let's
give
out your information. The website is what?
The website is www.brownlawfirm.org.
Brown Law Firm, just like the color brown.
Just like the color brown.
And Law Firm is all spelled out, Brown Law Firm, all one word, .org, or in the 619 area code, 546-8320, extension 2.
That is exactly right.
He's very good, isn't he?
He is amazing.
I am so smart. The divorce aspect is I think going to be one of the most interesting things. We're going to start seeing that in, I'm guessing, three to six months. Look at the actors and actresses that get married.
Okay,
but they're married one day and they're in divorce court.
This is true. We're right on the 3 to 5.
Yeah. So we're going to start seeing these divorces popping up relatively quickly, I'm imagining, right?
I would think that probably stand to reason. With 2 out of 3 people getting divorced in our society, it wouldn't be unimaginable that we'd see same-sex couples in the courtroom.
Yeah. Let's just take the divorce in general as a rule. It used to be that you could go to court and fight a lot over a lot of different issues. If you take away children out of the mix today, isn't a lot of the divorce automatic now? I mean, isn't it kind of like calculated for you?
You know what, Bob? It really isn't.
Really?
There is actually an awful lot of fighting that we can still do in a divorce. And for those of you who are involved in a divorce, you probably know what I'm talking about. And the unfortunate things about divorces with couples, let's say, that do have assets, that do have property, the issue becomes, well, there was a managing partner. There's a managing person in the divorce. And that managing person, well, they put certain assets over here, certain assets over there. So now we have to make sure that we know what the totality of the marital estate is before we can divide it. And that becomes an issue. And that becomes a wild goose chase for a lot of attorneys. That becomes a discovery quagmire. That's where we can spend
Forensic accounting can be very expensive.
Exactly. To try to find out how the managing partner dealt with the assets, whether or not they used their best business judgment when they're dealing with those assets, particularly after the time of the separation, when a lot of restraining orders kick in and a lot of different things and rules, you know, have to be followed.
Do you find that people are still leaning more towards going into a heated type of a divorce, or do you find that people in general are leaning towards having a more amicable adult divorce?
People in general are always leaning towards an amicable divorce. People are very educated about this area. A lot of people came or were raised in homes where there was a divorced parent. They're, you know, single parent household. So they understand a lot of the issues about divorce. And frankly,
and the internet provides a whole bunch of...
The internet's very helpful as well. And so, you know, when I meet with a client, I do an initial consultation. The first thing I'm always amazed to find is, yeah, they're very educated about that. And of course, my initial advice is always the smartest thing you can do is to do this thing amicably, sit down, be reasonable, rational, and then, you know, just divide the assets in the case where we don't have children.
Right, because once you put the kids in there, if you have minor children, everything goes out the window.
Goes out the window.
Yeah, there is no rationale when it comes to your children.
Well, you have these strong emotional bonds to children.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those little things certainly get your heart wrapped around them somehow, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
But, you know, my favorite thing to do with a couple that's in this situation is to draw up an agreement. We can do this within the 6-month period, which, you know, when you file a petition for divorce and you serve the summons, after the summons is served, you have 6 months you have to wait in California. And during that time, I can drop in an agreement. We can get this thing done. We can figure out what the assets are. We can deal with the issues of spousal support, whatever the other issues may be in the divorce, and dispense with all of them in an agreement. And the thing's over. And it can be as, and you know, and the advantages of that obviously are that rather than paying attorneys to fight this thing and forensic accountants and a whole list of other
Which can run into tens of thousands
tens
and
of
hundreds
thousands
of thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars. We get this thing done very, very quickly, very painlessly, and it's a business decision rather than this emotional quagmire that people can. And I think the healing process is facilitated by that too, because you have somebody who you've made a good break with. You can call them up later and discuss an issue if it's related to the children, if it's related to the estate, whatever, you know, because with certain marital estates, the business doesn't just stop and divide itself. It's going to keep running, and there may be an interest that goes on in the future. So you may not be able to completely sever and break the relationship in half cleanly like you might hope, right? So having a relationship with your ex is actually a good idea. And a lot of people, even though there might be this strong feeling, this strong negative feeling for their ex, it's a wise business decision to try to maintain some kind of civility there and to be able to deal with them in the future and to deal with issues that may come out of the divorce.
This is an awful saying to bring up at this time, but you know that one that says keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer?
That is exactly right.
Wow, how sad. You know, there's a whole lot of people listening today that tears are running down their eyes as we're talking about this.
We are having a laugh about it.
Yes, and we're laughing at it. Yes, I'm so sorry,
but
folks.
I think the main import there is that if we do focus on trying to be civil and trying to get the thing settled, it can save a lot of money and a lot of anguish in that process, which is a very disastrous time for somebody. And you can't minimize that, Bob. I mean, we have a tongue-in-cheek approach about it because it's a difficult topic. It's a very emotional topic, especially when you put children in this mix and you put a lot of the other issues that go on in a divorce in the mix. Nevertheless, it can be a lot easier.
Just spent an hour on the phone with a friend of mine who just moved out. I think he's listening in New Jersey. Say hi to Curtis. I think he's having a really good time right now. Anyhow, he's very happy. I think it's hopefully going to be amicable. New Jersey's a lot different. Anyhow, brownlawfirm.org is the website. 546-8320, extension 2. Thanks, Randy.
My pleasure.
It's been said that the best way to ignite the flames of romance is with flowers, chocolates, or if you really want to splurge, diamonds. While we agree, at Hornblower Cruises and Events, we also believe nothing says I love you like water. The kind that can be found only on the sea aboard a romantic Hornblower dinner dance cruise. Now just imagine, for mood lighting, a dramatic sunset. For dinner, a cozy table for two with a bottle of fine wine and gourmet food prepared fresh on board. Of course, after your incredible meal, there's dancing and a stroll on deck in the moonlight where you'll enjoy sweeping views of the city and stars. That is, if you can keep your eyes off each other. Hornblower Dinner Dance Cruises. Romance isn't merely in the air, it's also in the water.
Visit Birch Aquarium at Scripps in La Jolla. It's fun, it's educational, and its ocean views, inside and out, are incredible. Perched on a hilltop overlooking renowned Scripps Institution of Oceanography, this seaside aquarium museum features a dazzling variety of marine life from the cold waters of the Pacific Northwest to the tropical South Pacific. See their newest exhibit, Secrets of the Seahorse, and discover 13 species of seahorses and their relatives, a seahorse breeding nursery, and interactive exhibits. Go on a virtual journey with Morphus, Motion Ride, touch the living tide pool animals with docents, or learn about oceanography's history and current research in the museum. For more information, visit them at www.aquarium.ucsd.edu or call 858-534-FISH. That's 858-534-FISH.
There are banks, and then there's City National.
You know those plastic things at the end of shoelaces that no one knows the name of? They're called aglets, and we make them. That's our business. Recently, we got a huge order for, you know, aglets. Seems tennis shoes are selling big all over. So I call up my banker at City National to see if we could get a line of credit to buy some new machinery. He says, no problem. Okay, I say. And what about helping manage our cash flow and payroll for all these new employees I've got to hire? No problem, he says. Before you know it, we're off running like a marathon runner with a new pair of sneakers. I call up my City National guy to thank him. You know what he says? No problem.
Need help with your business? Talk to a City National banker today to see how we can help tie up any loose ends. City National, California's premier private and business bank, celebrating 50 years of serving Californians, their businesses, and their families. Visit cnb.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. That is Believing is Seeing Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Deborah Sweet.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. We're having fun today.
Yes, we are. Talking about divorce.
Estate planning. You know, yeah, it's good, though. It's important to know.
What a sad topic. We're going to move on to something cool, though. David Hartman is here, president of a company called Easy Turf. Mm-hmm. No watering, no mowing, no fertilizing ever, ever, ever again. David, welcome to our microphones.
Glad to be here.
Glad you could be here. I'm guessing that of all the home improvement businesses on the planet, yours is probably doing well compared to the rest of the world.
We are doing quite well, thank you.
Now, my neighbor was installing a fence in between our properties, and she had a cement guy out to give her a quote. And I remember as he's walking away, she said, do you have time? I mean, can you fit this into your schedule? He goes, when do you want to start? It's like, we can do it today if you want. What's going on at Easy Turf? What's happening with your business?
Well, we continue to grow quite rapidly despite what's going on with the economy. We have, frankly, the right product at the right time at the right place.
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
And with the water shortages that we're all facing in California, it's a great product at the right time.
Well, let's talk about the product, Easy Turf. It sounds like something everybody would know about, but I'm guessing there's going to be a portion of the listeners out there who may not have heard of this.
Well, Easy Turf is we think, the best synthetic turf available. We do synthetic lawns and putting greens. We do it residentially, commercially. We do some work for the military. That's actually picking up quite nicely. They see the benefits as well. They're trying to be good neighbors. And so we're doing a lot of work for the military. We started out primarily as a residential business back in 2000. We did almost all backyards for people with dogs, problem dogs, digging and the urine killing the lawn and that sort of thing. But over the years, people have found more and more reasons, and we've helped them find more and more reasons to switch to a synthetic lawn. And weeds, gophers, rabbits, just not wanting a gardener bothering them once a week, whatever the case might be. And now the water conservation thing, fertilizers, runoff, there's just a myriad of reasons.
So you don't put any artificial weeds in every few feet just so it looks like a more real lawn? Or
It actually does look a lot more realistic after it's been in for a little while and little leaves and twigs and whatnot blow into it, and it actually looks a lot more realistic.
So what is the product made of? Is this it's synthetic, obviously. It's not organic. Is it a fibrous material that makes up the lawn leaves, or what do you call it?
It's a special blend of polyethylene and polypropylene. The blades themselves are polyethylene, and the backing is made out of polypropylene. We use a lot of recycled materials. It's infilled with a special blend of recycled crumb rubber. and sand. It's a special blend of sand and rubber, and it basically makes a synthetic earth. So it's there's a tremendous amount of recycled content, and then the product itself is recyclable after it's done being used, which we're thinking is about 20 years from now.
That's very cool.
20 years.
That's actually...
Well, you wouldn't know because you haven't been installing it that long, right?
Exactly. As I was just about to say, it's been used on sports fields for 10 or 15 years, and the lifespan on a sports field is about 10, 12 years, so we're thinking in a backyard it's going to last 20. But we don't know that yet because it hasn't been out that long.
The product today differs from the product that was put in 10 years ago quite a bit, does it not? Or is it pretty much the same product?
Night and day. The old people think, unfortunately, we have a lot of educating to do because people are still thinking in terms of the old AstroTurf.
Mm-hmm.
The horrible old AstroTurf.
See, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about people are going to be, they've had experience with AstroTurf or they've seen that green grass carpeting. You know, that somebody's
exactly.
put on their patio, and that's kind of what they're thinking.
Exactly.
Right? And that's definitely not what we're talking about.
We do a tremendous amount of marketing, and unfortunately, a lot of people still have that vision in their head of what they saw, what's on the rolls at Home Depot, what they're used to play on in a college and wreck their knees on. And then just recently in the news, they dug up some old fields in New Jersey that they found lead content in the nylon fibers. Hmm. And that, again, is the old nylon AstroTurf, right? And unfortunately, they just talk about artificial turf or synthetic grass. They don't paint the picture. They don't separate the various types of materials. And this new generation polyethylene product has no lead in it.
The distinction, if you place this next to a well-manicured, well-maintained lawn, and you're looking at it from, let's say, street level, how much of a difference are you going to see? I mean, is the untrained eye going to be able to notice a difference even?
Many of our customers tell us that their friends and relatives come over and they're actually on the product and don't even realize it. They don't even realize it's synthetic. I had, this story goes back 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I had a group of firemen come to my house. I live out in the country, and I had them come over to inspect because we were going to do a small burn. I live on 2.5 acres, and we were going to burn some old debris. And so four firefighters are walking down my driveway to inspect the burn site, and they're complimenting me on my beautiful lawn. and I'm going on. I said, you wouldn't believe how much work this thing is. I'm fertilizing it constantly and keeping it up, and they're buying this thing the whole way. And then as we walk back out, they give me the burn permit. We walk back out, and I said, you know, that's artificial, right? And they just couldn't believe it. And they got down on their hands and knees and actually started playing around in it.
Well, either we have some really dumb firemen out there, which isn't the case.
No.
Or this stuff looks really good.
No, it is simply the most realistic looking synthetic turf out there. And there are a lot of synthetic turf companies out there. So there's some good and there's some bad, and people need to be
Speaking of that,
cautious.
We had to give out your information. Easy Turf is the name of the company. If somebody wants to check out the website, it's easyturf.com, correct?
Yes.
And Easy Turf is pretty easy to spell, even for a guy like me who can't spell anything. Easy Turf, T-U-R-F, is the turf part of it. And I do that for people like me. But the there's a cost to putting this in, which I'm guessing this isn't something that you just, you know, it's not like going out and buying dinner for the family. It's a big decision.
Well, the upfront cost is significantly higher than just seeding or sodding, which is what people have been doing in the past, obviously. But there is a payback period, and we have a calculator on our website where people can actually go and figure out what that is. It's different for everybody. Most of our customers tell us it's in the 6 to 7 year range, but it is literally different for everybody. It depends on what you pay for water, depends on how much water you use, how much fertilizer you use. If you maintain your own lawn or you hire somebody to do it for you, a variety of things enter into it. But the good news is that it literally does pay for itself. It's not an expense. It pays for itself. And then you start saving money after that.
Does the installation vary tremendously from site to site, or is it relatively consistent per square foot? in the cost?
No, it does vary tremendously. It's like any landscape project. It's very custom. And that's the hardest thing. Everybody says, how much is this per square foot? Well, it's not like carpet. It's not sold that way. And again, some of our competitors do try to market it that way. But in order to do it right, it really needs to be a custom installation.
Because down in the South Bay where I live, if you put a shovel in the ground, you will either get 2 inches of clay or a rock.
Right.
One or the other. So if you have to go down more than an inch or two in South Bay, it's got to be a lot of extra work for you.
Now, we go down 4 to 5 inches, and we come in and we bring in a great draining rock. So even if you've got total clay soil like you're describing there, what you're going to end up with is 4 inches of great draining soil and then the turf material and 2 inches of that sand and rubber mixture I described earlier.
But I guess my point was that's going to add to the installation costs because getting rid of the top layer of clay and rock is not going to be as easy as maybe some other parts of the county.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's it. It is different everywhere and it has to be bid. We do free estimates, so there's no cost to the consumer. We come out to the home, we do completely free estimates, give you an exact price, and we stick to it.
I like that part of it, the sticking to it. So it's not a bid based on what you run into. It's a quote that you're giving them.
It's a firm price. We don't ever change it.
Is there a different quality of product from which to choose? In other words, if somebody says, I want this in my backyard, can they choose from different levels or different kinds of turf to put in?
I don't know that I would describe it as different qualities as much as different aesthetic looks. We have a
varieties,
freshly mowed look versus longer bladed grass. It just depends on what you look. One is a little more lush looking than the other.
So there is there are different varieties then. Maybe not different qualities, but different varieties
exactly.
Of the same quality.
Exactly.
And how many different varieties are there from? I know you can do putting greens, so that has to be one, and that's probably the shortest I'm imagining, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Of all the turfs.
That's a separate variety entirely, unique product just for putting, and then we have 4 lawn grasses.
So there's the putting green and then 4 lawn grasses.
Right. Mm-hmm. So 5, Bob.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
No problem.
Wow.
I have to say something. You're just on a roll today, so.
I would have gotten there eventually with the 4+1, but thank you. I'm really on top of that one. All right. EasyTurf.com is the website. The water issue. We've been in a voluntary cutback. Nobody's issued anything from the county, I don't think. The mayor has issued a voluntary, a conservation effort. I'm guessing as Arizona takes more of the water that it's deserving of or was supposed to get years ago, I guess according to them, I'm not really a water attorney, but water is going to become more and more important and more costly to us. Do you see that as one of the growth factors, no pun intended, in your business as far as moving forward?
It's absolutely going to be huge. It already is. We're working with the Metropolitan Water District up in Los Angeles. They see this as only getting worse going forward. They're talking about rationing starting on the first of the year. We actually talked with them last winter about doing, they were talking about doing rationing this year. We don't have anything to do about it, but we were in meetings with them last winter, and they told us that they plan to do rationing this summer. Now, they ultimately backed away from that. It's a difficult decision, and they decided to hold off. Now, they're talking about doing it beginning the first of the year, first of January 2009, because things are only getting worse. So
I think people forget that we live in a desert.
Well, we've just had the 2 worst back-to-back years for precipitation in the history of San Diego County. So, or of California, I guess it is, because the water comes from elsewhere. But
then the snowpack is not that deep.
No, it's so much worse than they anticipated. So it's a serious problem, and it's only getting worse.
The cost of water, is that going up? I mean, I never see my water bill, so I don't know.
It's going tremendously.
Really?
Just went up 20%. It's going to go up another 20% next year, they're talking about. So, again, this product becomes more and more affordable as those sorts of things happen. The water districts are not all of them, but most of them are giving rebates. Now, the Metropolitan Water District is giving a rebate. Most of the local water districts are giving rebate. to change out your real lawn, your wool lawns that require water, into a synthetic product like EasyTurf.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you talk about that a little more?
Well, the Metropolitan Water District is giving 30 cents a square foot. It's not a lot, but it's something. And then the other water districts like Poway is giving $1, and there's a number of others that are giving a variety of amounts. It just depends on their budget and what they can handle, how severe they think the problem is in their area. And what we've done is we've set up arrangements with most of the water districts where we'll actually handle the paperwork, so we can give the customer the rebate up front, and we handle all the paperwork, because there's a lot of red tape in a lot of cases with these rebates.
If somebody's installing EasyTurf, it seems to me they want everything easy, right?
That's the idea.
I mean, that would be the idea, right? Make everything easy?
We try to make it easy for them.
And the website, again, is EasyTurf.com, and they can go on there and enter the information about their expenditures and find out, get a ballpark of what this might cost them.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said that's easy too, Deborah.
It's extremely easy to do. No pun intended.
EasyTurf.com.
You got it.
David Hartman, President, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Go check this out, EasyTurf.com. See if it's something you want to do. Speaking of easy, up next, we're going to talk with Topps Valley. Stay with us.
There are banks, and then there's City National.
I run a large baking company, and recently we got this contract to supply a huge restaurant chain with all their baked goods, breads, crackers, even desserts. Well, I needed help fast. My old bank emailed me a few suggestions. Emailed? It was so cookie cutter. So I contacted City National. They came over the next day. They wanted to see how my business worked. Went through my plant. They helped me with a loan for new ovens, even had ways to improve my cash management, expanded payroll, and store deposits. Well, afterwards, I was so happy, I even sent my former banker a bread basket. Day old, of course.
Call California's premier private and business bank today to see how we can help your business. City National, celebrating 50 years of serving Californians, their businesses, and their families. City National Bank, the way up. Visit CNB.com, member FDIC.
Hornblower, what a great idea for a company party.
Cruising on a yacht sure beats sitting in the office.
Yeah, too bad Mike couldn't reschedule his meeting.
Hey, check it out. Is that a seal?
Where?
Right there. And is it wearing a tie?
Huh?
Hey, guys.
Mike?
Yeah, can you help me out here?
What are you doing?
I swam from shore.
You what?
I didn't want to miss the party.
Throw an event your employees will go out of their way to attend. On a Hornblower yacht, you'll enjoy endless views, gourmet cuisine, and award-winning service that has made Hornblower the premier name in corporate entertaining for nearly 20 years. For groups as small as 30 and as large as 1,000. Day or evening, Hornblower cruises.
Whoa, what a sunset.
Yeah.
The view alone was worth the swim.
Hey, look, a dolphin.
Nah, that's just Chris from accounting.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's behind me all the way.
Those accounting boys can swim.
Visit Birch Aquarium at Scripps in La Jolla. It's fun, it's educational, and its ocean views, inside and out, are incredible. Perched on a hilltop overlooking renowned Scripps Institution of Oceanography, this seaside aquarium museum features a dazzling variety of marine life from the cold waters of the Pacific Northwest to the tropical South Pacific. See their newest exhibit, Secrets of the Seahorse, and discover 13 species of seahorses and their relatives, a seahorse breeding nursery, and interactive exhibits. Go on a virtual journey with Morphus, Motion Ride, touch the living tide pool animals with docents, or learn about oceanography's history and current research in the museum. For more information, visit them at www.aquarium.ucsd.edu or call 858-534-FISH. That's 858-534-FISH.
Welcome back to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Deborah Sweet.
We're glad to have you with us today.
We are.
It is, boy, if you missed the first part of the show, we talked about divorce and estate planning, mm-hmm. and a lot of other issues with attorney Randy Brown, and he's at brownlawfirm.org. And then we just wrapped up with EasyTurf, David Hartman there at EasyTurf.com. We're going to move on in just a minute to valet, dry cleaning, and wedding valet service with Tops Cleaning and Laundry Services in just a second. Before we do, though, we need to remind you, it is approaching summer, and Hornblower Cruises and Events is one of the places you want to make sure you attend this year. If you have not been out on one of the cruises in a while, I think you'll find it is a mini vacation right here in San Diego. The thing that's cool about it is that if you have an event upcoming, whether it is a wedding, as we're going to talk about in just a minute, or a corporate event, or you have clients coming into town, or you just want to do an employee appreciation, they can accommodate from 2,000 to 2,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And if you are inclined, Father's Day is coming up. It's a big day.
That's
and
great.
They have the Father's Day brunch. Yes. You can check that out at hornblower.com or 888-HORNBLOWER. Hornblower.com or 888-HORNBLOWER. Well, our next guest is with us, Meyer Stansberry from, let's see, it's Tops Valet. Is that correct?
Dynatops is the name of the corporation. Tops Valet is one of the businesses that we have. We have five different businesses under that name.
So Dynatop is the name of the company.
That's the holding company, correct.
And then what are the five different businesses that you... I don't want to put you on the spot with all five businesses, but just in case you forget one.
We own two dry cleaning plants. We have three pickup stations. We have the valet business, and we're launching our wedding business.
And the dry cleaning plants are located...
We have one on Marina Boulevard and one on Adams Avenue.
And are they retail then, or...
Correct. Yeah, retail. We do a lot of wholesale for a lot of cleaners in San Diego County.
And by that, I'm guessing a lot of people don't know that you could have basically start a virtual dry cleaning company and not even have a plant, right?
A lot of valet businesses are set up just that way. What they'll do is they'll contract with either security companies like we do, or with companies, and they don't actually own their own plant. They will contract with people like us
to do the cleaning. And then they'll go out and collect it and bring it in and have you clean it, and then they'll...
That's correct, Bob.
You just know everything, don't you?
When I was in high school, I actually had a route where I did that. I had an old Heinz bakery truck.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I went around to the Navy ships and collected the Navy guys' laundry and brought it to a plant and had them do it. And
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Still works.
4:30 in the morning, I was at the ships collecting clothes when I was in high school. Yeah.
Very cool.
That's when I figured I didn't want to go in the Navy.
The big difference, Bob, from your experience and our experience is that we can control the quality.
That's the point I guess I was getting to, is that when you own your own plant, there is a big difference. And one thing, I want to move on to the valet, because I'm sure that's the one of the hot topics, but there's been an awful lot of changes in the EPA regulations in dry cleaning companies within the last couple of years.
That's correct.
Talk about those and how they've affected you.
Well, essentially, what the EPA has done is, with their testing, has contaminated enough rats that they believe that PERC is no longer a suitable solution in which to do cleaning with.
Which is what?
Percachloroline.
Percachloroline.
But it's...
That's what they use.
Call it PERC.
PERC, okay.
Yeah,
sounds like a good drug to me.
Maybe in the 70s.
I want to start my morning off with that.
Oh, gosh.
No, but the... it is a petroleum-based product. It's more of OSHA's concern about workers in the workplace inhaling the fumes over a long period of time.
Is that what you used to smell when you walked into a dry cleaning plant? Is that smell?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
The challenge in the industry with using PERC and with consumers is that PERC is a very good cleaner.
Right.
And so what's happening now? There's other systems out there, wet cleaning or hydro cleaning, and the clothes aren't coming out clean. And so the consumer is either going to have to shift their expectations on what is clean, or as an industry, we have to come up with a better solution. But we don't have to do that until 2013. So
we're still able to use the current product until 2013. And then
2009, it has to be out of any residential usage. In other words, if there's a plant down below and there's residents living up above, it has to be out of that operation. But we have until 2013, the state bans it. Actually, we can't use a machine that's over 8 years old after 2013. And they can't buy a new...
So here's the challenge for a scientist. Come up with a new cleaning solution that's going to be acceptable to OSHA, the EPA, and we'll get clothes clean, huh?
They're working on it, Bob. There are a couple of solutions that are out there. It's just getting the government to sign off on it.
And they got to do testing, obviously, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the cleaning, the Dynatop company owns these two cleaning plants, and then also other services are provided, and you have Tops Valet. Talk a little bit about that service.
Well, let me just backtrack. Some people are familiar with drop stations or pickup stations. In the industry, we call them agencies, and that's where you go in, you pick it up. There's not a plant there, but it's a collection.
And a lot of people don't even think about that. They just see it's a dry cleaning store in a mall or whatever, and they don't think about the fact that there's no plant behind there.
It's a collection service.
Collection service, right.
And either that'll feed either a service like ours, a full service, or they'll contract through an industrial supplier.
All right. And those have been convenient for a long time.
Long time. Been around. I mean, dry cleaning has been around since, I think, right after the caveman.
Yeah.
Somebody had to wash that loincloth.
That's true. Yeah. Boy, I'm not going to go there.
Thank you.
Between the perk and the loincloth, I'm just done with that. Let's.
The valet service. What we found is that, about 4 years ago, the valet services have been around apparently since, well, maybe not quite the dinosaur age, but when you were involved, but been around for a long time. What we have done is try to take it another level and offer it to corporate executives so that we come to the office. Your time is the most valuable commodity that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do is save you time, money, and gas, because we all know what the gas prices are.
Yeah, even executives these days are thinking about gas.
Yes.
Even rich people are thinking about gas.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So what we do is try to save that and reduce the stress by coming to you, providing the services to your offices so that your employees, for number one, have a benefit, so that they're not running around at their lunchtime or after lunch trying to pick up their dry cleaning. We'll run back to the study for a minute. What was really interesting in the study is that 9 days of year is lost just going to and from the dry cleaner.
Wait a minute, back up.
9 days a year is lost going to and from the dry cleaner. 214 hours a year is lost just doing laundry. If you have one child, that number doubles. Now, I don't know about you, Bob, but I think your time is a lot more valuable.
I'm talking to a guy, though, that in his lifetime has never done a load of laundry.
You're really? Kidding.
No, not once.
Oh, my gosh. My guys are six, and I have them do a laundry.
Never done one. So what you're telling me, and up until a few years ago, I had never been in a dry cleaning. When I delivered it, I had, but to take my own clothes was,
right.
like, weird.
Right.
So, I mean, well, so but this is to. Amazing.
You have somebody doing it for you, then?
This is good.
You have someone doing it for you?
Right now, I do.
Okay. Well, yeah. Somebody's doing it. That's my
yes.
point. Somebody is doing it.
Yeah.
You could free up their time.
Yeah, I guess I could.
I could do other things for you.
That's true. So let me ask you about the business planning, because a lot of people listening to this show are budding entrepreneurs, or they would like to be entrepreneurs, and they hear our guests talk about business as if it's just easy.
Right.
Now, my guess is you planned this valet service before you knew gas prices were going to go
Oh, yes.
where they are today.
Yes. The actual valet service element started 9 years ago.
Okay. So what does that do to your company when one of the main components, one of your main cost items doubles in price in a year?
That's a very good question, Bob. What we did...
That's what I get the big bucks for.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Yeah.
What we did is we decided to close one of our agency stations because of the rent that was there, and we looked at what was the volume that station was doing versus the volume of what the valet could possibly be doing if we took it mobile. So what we basically did is took those expenses and transferred them over to the valet business, where it actually was an expense reduction, because now we're not paying the rent, we're not paying the fixed costs on utilities, we're not paying labor as intensely as we were if we had to have a brick and mortar store, if you will.
Now, you say that as if that was such an easy conclusion to come to. Was that something that you arrived at in 10 minutes with an Excel spreadsheet, or was that a decision that you made over a period of months with a lot of talking? And I won't belabor this point beyond this, but how did you get there?
Well, my background is economics, and I worked for an oil company for 20 years. And so part of my understanding analysis is business structures. So we looked at the expenses. We looked at what the expenses of that brick and mortar presented to us. We looked at the expenses of what the valet business, and we looked at the opportunity. The brick and mortar people had to come to us. So now we had to spend more dollars in advertising. So our advertising expense was more. On the valet business, we could go to them, but we see it as being a lot more profitable opportunity. And it's a trend. People want personal service.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the cutting edge of trying to give them that personal service, we said, well, look, doesn't it make sense to close the brick and mortar and then focus more on the personal service element.
Okay, now you're going to be launching a website relatively soon. And what you said, I think, before we went on air was that 99% of your business came by word of mouth, so investing in a website just seemed immaterial to you until just recently.
That's correct, Bob. You know, businesses, for all kinds of reasons, build websites for all kinds of reasons. Information is a good one. We just didn't see a need for that expense up until just recently with the launch of our new business, the wedding valet business. So it was just one of those conscious decisions that where are we going to spend our marketing dollars? And at that particular time, we just didn't feel like the website was necessary. But
do you ever think for running for politics? Because I think most politicians never saw an expense they didn't like, whether they're Republican or Democrat. Well, I like the way
funny
think.
You should ask that question. I've been asked a lot of times.
I do like the way you think.
I've been asked a lot of times. But, you know, it's, the truth of the matter is, what I have found most compelling about businesses, if they really would sit down with someone, consultants, and really looked at the structure of their business, and stepped away from it. I think the biggest challenge is
we get emotionally
so
invested.
Up. Yes, yes. We get so caught up. We get so emotionally invested. We start worrying about things we have no control over, and we lose sight of what we're really there to do, is to have fun and have a business and have fun with the business.
You lose sight of the things you have control over.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, you try not to lose sight of those, but yes, you can lose sight of those.
So the if somebody does want information about the Tops Valet service, since TopsValet.com will be launched relatively shortly.
Within next month, correct.
In the meantime, how should they?
TopsValet@gmail.com.
Okay. So you have an email.
Right.
So TopsValet@gmail, which is Google.
Or you can always call us 619-226-4006. 619-226-4006.
You know, your font on your business card is just legible for me without my reading glasses on.
That's by design. So
yeah, I'm glad.
You have to ask me questions.
Yes. So I can keep going. Okay, 619-226-4006. You didn't trust me, did you?
Sure I did.
Oh, it's bigger on the back. you're taking into account that somebody's going to be in their 60s or 70s looking at point in time.
Well, okay. No, it's funny because my partners and I talked about that. And when I found...
Did you really? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. We're using a smaller font. People have to ask you more questions. So it was a way to engage them to ask us questions.
So you present the smaller font at first, and then they ask you the questions, and then you give them the easy one on the back.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
This guy is really smart.
I know.
Really smart. Now, you're launching a new service.
Right, wedding valet service. About 4 months ago, one of our clients had, they're in the wedding business, and I was in there making a delivery. We clean about 80, 90 wedding dresses a year, which is really kind of interesting.
Because 80 or 90 wedding dresses a month.
A month, which is really interesting because most brides don't plan for the cleaning and the preservation of their dresses.
Can I say something?
Please do.
It's really hard to find a service that'll clean your wedding dress too.
That's true. There are a couple of them in town. We like to think we're one of the more premier ones. But the point of it was that in our discovery here, we found that a lot of brides weren't planning for it, number one. Number two, they didn't know where to go with the once they had the bride, the dress was finished, once they were finished with the dress, they didn't know where to do with the dress. So what we decided to do is offer a complete wardrobe service from beginning to end, head to toe. We'll come to the site, pick up your clothes. After the wedding, we'll pick up the clothes, get them back to the vendors that you rented them from, and we'll clean them in the process.
Isn't that cool?
I really like that.
Isn't that cool?
I had a different theory for my daughter's wedding.
Which was?
We just took so many pictures out at the beach, we destroyed the wedding dress, so
called,
I didn't have to pay for the cleaning.
Dress.
Yes.
That's
we pretty much trashed the dress, yes.
And we offer a service behind that also.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now I can't get out of paying for the cleaning, can I?
No, but the whole thing there is to begin with the service, begin with the end in mind, so that you know what you're going to do with the dress when the dress is over. So buy those green fibers instead of the synthetic fibers.
Meyer Stansberry, thank you so much. 226-4006 in the 619 area code, Tops Valet Service. It's been a great show.
It was great, and it was all easy. Everything was easy and convenient. Did you notice that?
Even the show.
It was it.
That wraps it for this edition of Biz Talk, folks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.